Precious Bo, speaking of people who are not warmed up, how about Paro? Paro is not so keen on the Jews. And what's going on at the beginning of the parsha? We really pick it up in the middle of a conversation almost that Moshe is coming in, or in the middle of an episode, right after Barad. Moshe comes back to Paro and says, "Nu, it's time to really, give it up." And his servants are trying to convince him. And Moshe is still pleading, as we talked about last week, still pleading with the opportunity to just go away for a few days, have a little bit of a vacation, and do some Avodas Hashem, whatever that means. They have a little back and forth of what the nuances of religious worship are all about, which you talked about before. And then ultimately, hold on, let me just make sure I'm on the right page. I was not. The Pasuk tells us at the beginning of Perek Yud. Right, the beginning of Perek Yud is the beginning of the parsha, and it says in the third pasuk of Vayavo, Moshe v'Aaron al Paro v'yomru elav. Moshe and Aaron come to Paro and they say to him, Ko amar Hashem Elokei Ivrim ad masai me'anta le'anos mi'panai shalach ami v'yabduni. Right, basically what we've been saying, but a very interesting phrase. Right, this is what Hashem says, send me away, but send us away, but it says, Ad masai me'anta. Le anos mi panai. A very specific phrasing. What does that mean? So just trying to literally translate it. Ad matai, until when? Me anta. Miun is to refuse. Right? If you remember trivia question, where else do we find that word? No, that's probably too hard of a trivia question. It's one of the shal. There are four times in all of Torah where you have the trup mark, which is a shal sheles. Right, the little zigzag. By Yosef, that's right. Vayimain,
yeah.
He says to, or what it says about, Yosef and?
Paro.
Ashes Potiphar.
Yeah, Ashes Potiphar.
Right, the wife of Potiphar, it says Vayimain. This was, it's a special pasuk to me, even though it's not the most flattering topic. But it was the second pasuk I ever learned how to lane. Because when my bar mitzvah parsha is Vayeshev, and I'm a twin, so the question was, how are we going to split up the parsha? And the way I grew up, my parents didn't, follow any rules. Just because our friends did one thing didn't mean we have to do it. So our original plan was, I was going to do Shishi, and my brother was going to do Shvi. They're very similarly length. As it turns out, I took a liking to laning, and I ended up doing the whole parsha. And my father and my brother, who didn't like laning particularly, did the Haftorah. But the point is that I started with Shishi, and that's the second pasuk in Shishi. V'ayimain lehisnachem, right? He refuses to give in, and he doesn't give in to Eshes Potiphar. So that's that word v'ayimain has a shalshalos on it. One of the only four times it happens. So here too, ad masai me anta, until when will you refuse? Le anos mi panai. What does that mean? Le anos mi panai, to become an ani before me. An ani, a poor person, says Rashi. What does that mean? Le anot. Kitargumo li'it kana'a. Lehachnia means to humble yourself, right? Lehachnia, to sort of go lower, right? Vahu mi gizras ani. Comes from the word a poor person. Me anta liyos ani v'shafel mi panai. Until when will you refuse to become humbled before me? Meaning, I'm sending maka after maka, plague after plague, and you're not becoming humbled, right? You're still being so stiff-necked, and you think you're so much better than me. Says the Sfas Emes. We talked about the Sfas Emes, a couple other drushes of the Sfas Emes this past week on Monday, when we talked about his life and his lessons, Legends and Lessons class Monday night. You can learn about the Sfas Emes there on the website, on YU Torah, on Apple Podcasts, a whole bunch of places. So it says that this is a different piece from the Sfas Emes. Adam Yisrael hasar min haderech hatova v'eim amali ratzon Hashem. If someone leaves the path of Hashem, and he's not fulfilling, eino memale ratzon Hashem, he does not fulfill, literally, to fill up the want or the will of Hashem, libo nishbar bekirbo, his heart is a little broken. Mischared hu umitzdar al shelo amad b'nisayon, he feels bad, and he's sorry. He regrets. That's the word I was looking for. He regrets from the fact that he could not withstand the test, the nisayon. Va'amok amok belibo mitkageahu. He very much misses, or he's yearning for. Umitzpal l'ratzon chazak v'yicholas nefashis l'kayim ratzono yisparach. Deep down, he really wants to be better. He has this hope and this yearning to be better for Hashem. L'kayim ratzon yiratzono yisparach. Ze nechshav l'mala v'imadregas ratzon stam. And this yearning, this wanting to be better, is even more significant than he who just simply wants. This is one of those interesting, this comes to one of those interesting Gemaras. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that b'makom she bali tshuva omdin afilu tzadikim enel yicholim lamod bo. In a place where a bal tshuva stands, even the greatest tzadik is not able to stand there. And Michael Berish, I think I've talked to you about this before. It says in the Tanya, Michael Berish is my go-to Tanya expert. It says in the Tanya that Rav Shneur Zalman says it's like a rope. We all have a rope that connects us to Hashem. And every tzaddik who doesn't sin very often has a very pure rope. It's pure and it's unobstructed. However, a Baal Tshuva means that he one time snapped that rope. That rope became undone. So you have to put that rope back together again. How do you put that rope back together again, assuming you don't have, glue that's going to put it back together? You have to tie a knot. And when you tie a knot to make it back together again, you're naturally going to shorten that rope. And therefore, your rope is closer to Hashem than even the tzaddik, whose rope never broke. Why is that the case? That's a very nice mashal, but why is that the case? Because someone who's broken, someone who's yearning to fix it, right? When you're trying to make up with another person, you put your emotions on the line, you yearn for it, you strive for it, you put in more effort, more energy. It doesn't just come naturally. You have to work at it. The Baal Tshuva is much closer. Says the Sfas Emes, that kind of wanting, that kind of yearning is even greater than Ratzon Stam. You have a regular goody-good, so then that goody-good is only going to stay, he's going to stay stable, which is a good thing. But he's not going to have that extra effort. He's not going to have that extra desire. Vinikra says this Sfas Emes, someone who has this type of relationship where maybe he failed and he wants to do better. He's yearning. He's striving. He's putting in the effort to do better. Vinikra rava derava. Ratzon shiyeh ratzon. He might not want it right now. He might not be able to fulfill everything right now. But he wants to fulfill it. He wants to fulfill it. We've talked about this concept before. If you don't have the desire right now, the question is not always, do you have the desire to daven a good Shmoneh Esrei? But do you want to have the desire to have a good Shmoneh Esrei? Says the Sfas Emes, that's the level that we're talking about. A person who does wrong, who is not necessarily at that level, but does he want that level? However, Paro lozu bilvaj lo yahayu lo agmas nefesh shivron alev. It's not only that he doesn't have that sort of remorse, that broken heart. Al shelo hichnias atzmo l'ratzon Hashem. It's not just that he didn't humble himself. El samach al hachvadas libo. He's happy. He's joyful. He's satisfied with hardening his heart. V'hamroso es devar Hashem v'zehaya ikar chato. That's the main part of the problem. Main problem that he's having is ad masai me anta le anos mi panai. It's not just ad masai me anta mi panai, but it's ad masai me anta le anos mi panai. Shata mema'ein lehi anos. You even refuse to have that broken heart. It's not just that you're not at that level, but you don't even realize that you should want to have that level. Me anta le anos. You're refusing to even become brokenhearted over the fact that you don't have that level. Ein lecha gam kol ratzon lechnias haratzon l'richa chalev. It's one thing to not be at that level. It's another thing to not want to be at that level. A very deep idea. I think psychologically we can all sort of struggle with this idea when we don't have something go right or when we can't fulfill what we need to fulfill. We don't go to, we don't daven as well as we could. We don't go to a shir when we're supposed to. We don't get up at the right time. We don't treat our children or treat our friends or treat our parents the right way. So it's one thing to not do it. It's one thing to not fulfill it. The question is, do you want to do better? Right, and that's the main question. The problem with Paro is not just that he wasn't on the same page with Hashem. It's that he didn't have any desire to be on the same page with Hashem. Right, that's a whole another level of refusal. Me'anta le'anos. You even refuse to feel bad about it. Not that you're just not listening to Hashem, as you might think from Rashi, but rather, he's even refusing to feel bad about it. Okay. Let's move on a little bit, because then Paro and Moshe go on to discussion about what exactly does it entail to go and do Avodas Hashem. This is a little later, that they have this conversation a couple times. If you look at Pasuk Chaf Aleph, when Hashem tells Moshe to bring Choshech, so then it says in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Loro Ish Asachi, we talked about that last year, V'lo Kamu Ish Mitachtav Shlosh Es Yamim, right, we talked last year from the Chiddush HaArim, that the fact that people couldn't get up to see each other, the fact that people couldn't see each other is what caused them to not get up, right? You get that support, that encouragement from people around you, you'll be able to get up and do things. Okay, and then it says in Pasuk Chavta'al, Vayikra Paro el Moshe Vayomer, Lechu Ivdu Es Hashem. Right, Paro says to Moshe, okay, enough with this darkness. Go and serve Hashem. Rak Sonchem Uvekarchem Yitzag, Gam Tavchem Yilechem Achem. You should only go worship Hashem. Only your flocks and your herds shall be left behind. Meaning, leave your animals here. I'll let your children go. Right at the beginning of the parashah, he says, okay, just the people, just the older men go. Moshe says, no, we go with everybody. Men, women, and children, and our animals are going to come with us. So Paro says, no. Okay, fine. Let after Choshech, right? He gives him, okay, women and children can go. But the animals stay here. Don't take the animals. You're not allowed to take the animals. Says Paro. Paro Amar, this is from the Yehudi HaKadosh, the Yid HaKadosh, the Holy Jew. Paro Amar, the beginner, right, the sort of the founder of Pshis Chareli. Paro Amar, Efshar La'avodas Hashem b'machshava v'regesh. This is your classic NCSY, you know, suggestion. Why do we need to learn all these Hebrew words? Why can't we just think about Hashem? Why can't we just be, you know, have an affinity for Hashem? Why do we have to say all these words? Why do we have to daven Shmoneh Esrei? Why do we have to sit in shul for 3 hours? At least in NCSY Shabbaton, that's how long it is. So says Paro, Efshar La'avodas Hashem b'machshava v'regesh. You want to connect emotionally to Hashem? Go into the desert. Go take your 3-day vacation and connect. Do what you know. Have that feeling. Machshava regesh. Think about it. Feel it. If that's really what you want to have avoda shebelev. You want to have that internal emotional connection. Tzonchem uvakarchem lamlochem. What do you need animals for? You don't need animals to do Avodas Hashem. You don't need animals to be religious. Lechu avdu as Hashem, b'leiv nachon, b'kavana tahora, v'ein lechem tzorach b'karbanos. You don't need any of this external stuff. Just have that ecstasy. Just have that internal spirituality, right? You hear these people now sometimes, you know, I'm not religious, but I'm very spiritual, right? I'm not religious, meaning I don't do all the ritual stuff, but I'm very spiritual. I sit in a garden and I close my eyes and I feel very spiritual. Says Moshe Rabbeinu back to Paro. Kavana bilvad she'ein masa mitztarif eleha. If you're not doing anything with your body, if you're not putting any activity into it, ena chashuva veloklum. It's not at all important. Now, I don't think he really means not at all important, as we'll see in a second. Ha'ikar hu amase, the main aspect of Judaism, the main aspect of Torah mitzvos, is to do mitzvos. V'al yado tis'ale v'titz'ame kakavana. We have the actions which will lead to the emotions. Al kein v'gam ignenu yilech imanu, says Moshe Rabbeinu in the next pasuk. You're going to provide for us the animals. We are going to have the animals too. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu says in the next pasuk, in Chaf Vav, v'gam yiknenu yeilech imanu. Sorry, I skipped the pasuk. Did I? Um, Where is that pasuk? Ki mimenu nikach la'avodas Hashem Elokeinu. Where is that? Yeah, it's in that. It's in Chavvav. That's what it is. V'gam miknenu yelchimanu lo sishar parsa ki menu nikach la'avodas Hashem Elokeinu. We're going to take from those animals. Mimenu nikach la'avodas Hashem Elokeinu. From there, that's a very interesting read of the pasuk. It doesn't just mean we're going to take our karbanos from the animals, but mimenu nikach la'avodas Hashem. You know how you get to true emotional, spiritual, internal avodas Hashem? When it's mimenu nikach. From those activities we will take, from those actions, from those behaviors, from those tangible activities, we're going to actually get that avodas Hashem. Min hamasa nisorer la'avodas Hashem beis lavos u'dvekus. You can't just think about it. You can't just pretend to feel it. Because after a while, you won't feel it anymore. After a while, it won't be tangible. It won't be connected to anything in the real world. And while it's true, we should all be spiritual beings and have this ecstasy and have this emotional connection at all times. If we don't have those things in the external world, which ground us, which make more tangible the activities of Judaism, so then we will ultimately lose that internal feeling, that internal emotional connection. It's a beautiful piece because oftentimes you'll think about Hasidus as like this ecstasy and this spirituality and just having a connection with Hashem, and that was abused in many ways. You think of people like Shabtai Tzvi who had that kind of loose attitude towards the actual ritual of Judaism, and he changed things, and it's all about the Kabbalah, it's all about connection to Hashem, and the truth is that that's a recipe for disaster. It might sound very good right now, to sit around and be very spiritual together, and not talk, and close our eyes, and sit in the garden, might be very good in the moment, but 3 weeks from now, you're not still going to be sitting in the garden. Because we're all human beings, and we all need physical, tangible connection to keep us going. Maybe men more so for women, which is why the men have so many more obligations, at least on a daily basis, to go to shul, to get up early, to drive in the car. You know, I was just talking to Ricky about this. We talk about this somewhat often. You know, and I said to her, you know, one of my kavanas, thought process, one of my intentions when I say the bracha Shelo Asani Isha is thank you Hashem that you didn't make me, you didn't give me the power of pregnancy, because I don't think I could do it. That's what I was telling her. I just don't think I don't have it within me, literally, but also mentally, all the things that you have to go through, the whole thing, just it's crazy. I can never, I'm ultimately eternally indebted for all the women of the world, but specifically for my wife for going through all of that. But she's willing to do it. She has that mental capacity that she's willing to do it. And she says back to me, and I also say, Shasani Kirtano, and that I don't have to get up every morning at 6 o'clock and do Daf Yomi. I don't have to get up every morning and drive to shul and scrape off the car and do it in the dark and wake up early, right? So we each have our little things. But the truth is, men probably have it a little more than women. We need that extra obligation to get up, to do things tangibly. That's how men connect to the world with our doing things. And this is supported psychologically also, not just making it up. But that's what the Yid HaKadosh is saying here, that Paro things, just go out and meditate for a little bit. You don't need any animals. The Yid HaKadosh says, no, in order to really be Jewish, you need those external anchors, and it's through those anchors that you'll become spiritual. It's not the other way around, which is somewhat counterintuitive the way people think about religion. You're all spiritual and you all, you meditate and then you do these weird rituals. No, you do the rituals so that you can connect, and then ultimately that's going to lead you to that emotional commitment. A very important concept, something that I think the world needs a little more this nowadays. But either way, let's move on to a last idea from the Sfas Emes on HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, the very first mitzvah of the Jewish people. And I say specifically the Jewish people because there were Jewish individuals that had mitzvahs beforehand. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were given mitzvahs. Pru'orvu, I guess Adam and Chava, Noach. Pru'orvu, Bris Mila, and Gid Hanasha. I guess not really Yitzchak, but at least he kept the mitzvos. But either way, but as a people, the first mitzvah we have is Achorish Hazal Lachem Rosh Chadashim. And the Sfas Emes, you know, it says this in a bunch of different ways, but I'm just going to sort of take a snippet out of it. What does it mean, Hachodesh Hazel Lachem? This month shall be for you. It's a very interesting word that we use, Chodesh. Chodesh is a month, comes from the word Chadash. As anyone who's seen in this past week, the moon renewed itself, right? As opposed to the sun, which looks the same every single day of every single year, even though in Detroit it might be behind the clouds very often, except for today. Nice sun this afternoon. I hope people soaked it in. But the moon, it changes, at least from our perspective. The shape of it changes. There's a newness to the moon. Not just every month when the whole thing changes over, but every day it looks different. There's something different about the moon. Says the Sfas Emes, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Mizeh Ba Hischadshus. Ki chiyuso yisparach yesh bo hischadshus tamid. Hashem, as we say every day in davening, mechadish b'chol yom tamid. Right? Hashem renews every day. What does that mean? I don't know. Rak misha shocheach v'utoch ha-teva. Only the person who is constantly in that routine in the natural world. So he forgets things. But someone who's connected to Hashem, he's completely and consistently renewed. Aval misha nitbak v'penimus chiyos Hashem yisparach yesh bo tamid hischadshus v'zeh shekasav hachodesh hazeh lachem sheyachol kol echad miyisrael lo'orer hischadshus zeh al yedei emuna. If you believe in Hashem, you have that commitment to Hashem, and you have that observance of Hashem's mitzvos, so then you'll have this renewal. Not just, you know, when you get, you know, a new mitzvah and you say shechyanu, right? But not just those yearly mitzvos, those daily mitzvos. Every day you can find new meaning, you can find new ideas, and you find more, sort of a personal renewal, a feeling of newness every day. Everything's from Hashem. This is the beauty of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a time which is different from Shabbos. Shabbos me'ein olam haba. Shabbos is that bliss in the world to come, and we get to experience it once a week. But Rosh Chodesh symbolizes that ability. Rosh Chodesh hu lahair, it's to show hahitchadshut gam b'yimos hachol. Even in the weekdays, you can have this newness, you can have this renewal, this reset button, this refresher. That, however, is dependent on how the Jewish people will act. As we know, Rosh Chodesh is determined by Beis Din. It's not one of those things that just comes like Shabbos. It's determined by Beis Din, who has to look up at the moon and say, it's time to renew ourselves, right? It's time to be new. And the Sfas Emes also has an idea about the moon and the sun, whereas the other nations of the world are the sun. Sometimes they go up, sometimes they go down. The moon is always constant. The moon is there even at the darkest of times. And that's the B'nai Yisrael, that's the Jewish people. So he says that also connected to this, but we won't focus too much on that one because we've said enough to chew on. A lot of chew on. We talked about Adma Saimei Antalei Anos Mipanai. Moshe is saying, or Hashem is saying to Paro through Moshe and Aaron, that it's not just that you're not listening. It's that you don't even have a desire to start listening. That's the problem. Everybody makes mistakes. The question is how you'll respond. Whether you want to stop making those mistakes is up to you. And then secondly, we said that kimimenu nikach la'avodas Hashem Elokeinu. You don't become spiritual and then start doing the mitzvos. You do the mitzvos in order to start being spiritual. The Tziv also has an idea about this by kibichozik yad hotzenu Hashem Mitzrayim by Tzfilin later on in the Parsha. Very important piece. I think I talked about it actually in my Shabbos Agadol Drasha last year too. Crazy to think that I have to write another Shabbos Agadol Drasha within 2 months. I feel like I just wrote that. But either way, but that was idea number two, that you do the mitzvos and that brings that spirituality, that brings the commitment out, not the other way around. And then lastly, from the Sfas Emes, there's always a newness to be had. We can always renew ourselves if we have the Torah mitzvos. We keep to the life of Hashem, the life of spirituality. So then we will feel that newness. It will never get boring because we know that everything is from Hashem and everything is something to learn from. Okay, there you have it. Pshischa on the Parsha of Parsha's Bow. Tavshin Pei Aleph.
Thank you.
Everyone should have a good Shabbos.
Thank you. Good Shabbos.
Be well. Have a good Shabbos. Good to see you all.